When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America, he's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Ladies and gentlemen, patriots of America, I need you to stop whatever you're doing and listen closely. This isn't your average, everyday episode of Blake Winchester Loves America the Most. No, what I'm about to share with you is unlike anything we've ever uncovered before. This isn't just a story, it's a revelation. Forget about the everyday distractions like high gas prices, inflation, or whether your neighbor is flying a suspicious flag. This is bigger. This is cosmic. This is spiritual. This is a battle for the very soul of our nation. Let me paint the picture for you. Across America, people have been reporting mysterious drones in the night skies, silent, unmarked, and unsettling. These aren't your kids' remote-controlled gadgets or Amazon testing its latest delivery service. No, these drones are something else entirely. They're watchers, sentinels of a much larger plan, and they're here for a reason. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Blake, is this going to be one of those episodes where you dig into some crazy conspiracy? And the answer, my friends, is yes. But this time, it's not just a theory. This time, I have proof. And not just any proof. I have a warning from beyond the grave. That's right. I was visited by the spirit of Barbara Bush. Yes, the Barbara Bush, the First Lady, the matriarch, the patriot. She came to me, patriots, not in a dream, not in some fleeting thought. She came to me in the clearest, most undeniable way possible. She delivered a message, a warning so profound, so urgent, that I knew I had to share it with you immediately. Let me set the scene. It was late at night, and I was in my study. The air was thick with the weight of what I'd been researching. Articles, eyewitness accounts, classified leaks, all pointing to these drones being part of something much larger. The room was dimly lit, just my desk lamp and the glow of my computer screen illuminating the stacks of papers spread before me. Outside, the wind howled, rattling the windows like a predator circling its prey. And then it happened. At first, it was just a flicker of the lights. A little hiccup in the power, nothing too unusual, but enough to grab my attention. Then came the cold. Not a draft, not the kind of chill you get from a cracked window in January. This was something different, something that crawled under my skin and made every hair on my body stand on end. That's when I saw her, Barbara Bush, standing right there in my study. She wasn't ghostly or translucent, like you might imagine. No, she was solid, radiant, and commanding. Her presence filled the room, and her eyes, oh, those eyes, pierced right through me. They weren't just looking at me. They were seeing me, seeing the questions in my mind, the doubts in my heart, and the resolve I carry for this great nation. She didn't say anything at first. She just stood there, regal and unshakable, like the guardian angel America didn't know it needed. And then, finally, she spoke. Her voice was firm, yet filled with urgency. "Blake, America is in danger." Now, I've heard those words before, from politicians, from pundits, from protesters. But when Barbara Bush says it, you listen. Because this wasn't some generic warning about the economy or foreign policy. No, she was talking about something much bigger, something we've never faced before, something that goes beyond governments, beyond borders, beyond our very understanding of the world. She warned me about the drones, those silent watchers in the sky. They're not what they seem. "They're part of a plan," she said, "a deception designed to control and manipulate. You must warn the people, Blake. You must prepare them." I sat there, frozen, as her words sank in. And then, just as suddenly as she had appeared, she was gone. The room warmed, the lights steadied, and I was left alone with the weight of her message. Now, I know there are skeptics out there. Some of you are probably thinking, "Blake, this sounds like a bad dream." But let me ask you this. When was the last time a bad dream left you with a mission? When was the last time you woke up with the undeniable feeling that you'd been chosen to deliver a warning that could save millions? This wasn't a dream. This was a divine intervention. So here we are, patriots. I've been handed a mission, and now I'm handing it to you. Because this isn't just about me or Barbara Bush. This is about all of us. This is about the fight for freedom, for truth, for the very soul of America. In today's episode, we're going to break this down. We're going to dig into what these drones are, who's controlling them, and what their ultimate purpose is. We're going to connect the dots to Project Bluebeam, to the globalist elites, to the spiritual warfare Barbara Bush warned me about. And together, we're going to prepare. Because this isn't just another conspiracy theory. This is the battle of our lives. So buckle up, patriots. Grab your notepads, grab your flags, and grab your resolve. This is going to be a ride like no other. Let's get into it. Now, patriots, if you thought the introduction was unbelievable, what I'm about to share will have you questioning everything you thought you knew. This wasn't just a late-night revelation or a moment of epiphany. No, this was something far more profound, something otherworldly. Barbara Bush, the former First Lady, the matriarch of one of America's most iconic families, came to me, not in a vision or a fleeting thought, but as a solid, undeniable presence in my study. And the warning she delivered has changed my life, and maybe yours too, forever. Let me set the scene for you. It was late, past midnight. I was buried in my research, as usual, surrounded by stacks of papers and glowing screens. The reports of these mysterious drones had consumed my every waking moment. I was trying to piece together the puzzle, but the more I read, the more questions I had. Who was behind them? What were they watching for? Why now? The room was quiet, except for the rustling of my notes and the occasional crack of the wind against the windows. And then it happened. At first, it was just a flicker of the lights, a momentary dimming that might not have registered to anyone else. But to me, it was like the first domino falling in a chain reaction I didn't yet understand. The air in the room changed. It grew heavy, charged, as if the very atmosphere was holding its breath. And then came the cold. Not just a draft or a chill, but a bone-deep freeze that made every hair on my body stand on end. And then I saw her. Barbara Bush stood before me, as regal and commanding as ever. She wasn't translucent or ghostly, as you might expect from Hollywood's depiction of spirits. No, she was solid, real, and powerful. Her presence filled the room, pushing out every other thought or sensation. She wore a simple yet elegant suit, the kind you'd expect from a woman of her stature. And her eyes, those piercing, knowing eyes, looked right into me, as though she could see every question, every doubt, every shred of determination in my soul. "Blake," she said, her voice steady but urgent, "America is in danger." Now, patriots, I've heard those words plenty of times before. Politicians throw them around like candy at a parade, trying to scare us into compliance. But this wasn't like that. This wasn't rhetoric or fear-mongering. This was a warning, a genuine, heartfelt plea from beyond the grave. And I could feel the weight of it, the truth of it, in my very core. "The drones," she continued, "they're not what they seem. They're tools of deception, part of a larger plan to control and manipulate. You must warn the people. You must prepare them." I could barely find my voice. What do you mean?" I managed to stammer. "They're conditioning you," she said. "Conditioning all of you. They're testing your limits, your willingness to accept surveillance, to accept lies, to surrender your freedom. This is bigger than politics, Blake. This is spiritual warfare." I felt a shiver run down my spine. Spiritual warfare? I had suspected that these drones were more than just technology, more than just surveillance. But to hear it confirmed by Barbara Bush, no less, was almost too much to process. My mind raced with questions, but before I could ask them, she was gone. Just like that, the room warmed, the lights steadied, and I was alone again. But the experience didn't end there. When I woke up the next morning, I felt different, not just mentally or emotionally, but physically. Now, this part is hard to explain, and I'll admit it's a little awkward, but I owe it to you, patriots, to be honest. I woke up feeling, well, aroused. And no, it wasn't because I was attracted to Barbara Bush. She was the epitome of dignity and patriotism, not the kind of figure that stirs those feelings. But it got me thinking, could this have been a side effect of the spiritual energy she brought with her? Or was it something else entirely? I've read the reports, the declassified documents. I know the government has experimented with mind control. MKUltra, Project Monarch. They've been trying to manipulate us for decades. Could this strange reaction have been their doing? Could they have intercepted or amplified Barbara Bush's message, twisting it somehow to confuse or distract me? The implications are staggering, patriots, if they're capable of meddling in something as profound as a spiritual visitation. Then we're dealing with powers far more dangerous than we ever imagined. So here I am, left with more questions than answers. But one thing is clear. Barbara Bush's warning was real, and it was urgent. These drones are not just flying cameras. They're symbols of something much bigger, much darker, and her call to action, to warn you, to prepare you, is one I intend to answer. Patriots, the warning I received from Barbara Bush wasn't just a message. It was a puzzle piece, the key to understanding a much larger, more terrifying picture. These drones aren't just harmless technological marvels, nor are they merely tools for surveillance. They're part of a carefully orchestrated globalist plot to dismantle everything we hold dear. Today, we're going to connect the dots, and by the end, you'll see what I see, the horrifying truth. Let's start with the drones themselves. These aren't your average quadcopters buzzing around the park. They're sleek, silent, and unmarked. Machines designed to be invisible to the untrained eye, to blend into the night sky. They don't just hover aimlessly. They watch, they analyze, they record. I've pored over countless reports of sightings from ordinary Americans, ranchers in Texas, suburban families in New Jersey, even fishermen in the Midwest. These drones are everywhere, and they're gathering information on all of us. But what are they gathering, and why? To understand that, we need to dig deeper into the conspiracy. These drones are step one in a sinister plan called Project Bluebeam. Now, for those of you who don't know, Project Bluebeam is a globalist agenda to fake an alien invasion using advanced technology, holograms, and mind control. Their goal? To scare the world into submission, to unite us under one totalitarian government that controls every aspect of our lives. These drones are the precursors, the scouts sent to test our reactions and prepare the stage. Barbara Bush's warning couldn't have been clearer. She said these drones are conditioning us, preparing us to accept their lies and manipulations. Think about it. How many of you have seen a drone and simply shrugged it off, thinking it's some new Amazon delivery test or a tech nerd flying their toy? That's exactly what they want. They want us complacent, desensitized, blind to the truth. But not me, and not you. We're awake. Now let's expand the picture. These drones aren't working in isolation. They're part of a network that includes not just machines, but also human collaborators and cultural distractions. Think about the timing. Why is Hollywood suddenly pumping out feel-good animal movies at an alarming rate? Why is vegan cheese taking over grocery store shelves? Why is Bill Gates buying up farmland faster than you can say soy milk? It's all connected. Let's start with the cultural distractions. Hollywood, that cesspool of globalist propaganda, has been working overtime to keep us entertained and docile. Feel-good movies about cats and dogs are flooding the market, designed to make us emotionally attached to animals. Why? Because they're priming us to let our guard down. And let me tell you, folks, it's working. People are more concerned about rescuing stray kittens than they are about questioning the drones hovering over their backyards. Then there's the vegan cheese agenda. I know it sounds ridiculous, but hear me out. This sudden push for plant-based alternatives isn't just about health or the environment. It's about control. The globalists know that a nation fed on soy and almond milk is a nation that's easier to manipulate. They're weakening us, patriots, taking away our strength, our resolve, our very essence as Americans. And who's leading the charge? The same elites behind the drones. Coincidence? I think not. Now, let's talk about Bill Gates. The man has been quietly buying up farmland across America, turning it into testing grounds for synthetic food and experimental crops. He's positioning himself as the sole provider of sustainable food once the globalist plan comes to fruition. Think about it. When the fake alien invasion begins and they declare a state of emergency, who's going to supply the food? Gates and his cronies. And you can bet it won't be hamburgers and apple pie. It'll be cricket protein bars and lab-grown algae smoothies. Still not convinced? Let's circle back to the drones. The silence from the government and media isn't just ignorance. It's complicity. They know what's happening. They're part of it. These drones aren't just watching us. They're watching them, making sure no one steps out of line. Have you ever noticed how the footage of these drones is always grainy, always just out of focus? That's not a coincidence. That's by design. They don't want us to see the truth. And the truth is this. These drones are the vanguard of a new world order. They're mapping our lives, testing our limits, and paving the way for the ultimate deception. Barbara Bush was right. This isn't just a battle for our freedoms, it's a battle for our souls. So what can we do? First, we need to stay vigilant. Document these drones, film them, track their movements, share your findings. Don't let them operate in the shadows. Second, resist the distractions. Turn off the Hollywood fluff, skip the vegan cheese aisle, and start asking questions. And third, prepare yourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually. Because this isn't just a political battle. This is spiritual warfare. Patriots, the pieces are falling into place. The warning from Barbara Bush, the rise of the drones, the cultural distractions, it's all connected. And it's up to us to fight back. Now, patriots, I know this is a lot to take in. The drones, the globalist agenda, the warnings from beyond the grave. It's a heavy load. But you're not alone in this fight. That's why I want to hear from you. Your experiences, your thoughts, your questions. Let's connect the dots together, because this isn't just my battle, it's our battle. So let's go to the phones and see what you've got to say. You're live on Blake Winchester Loves America the Most. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Blake. This is Larry from Arkansas. I just want to say, first of all, thank you for everything you're doing. You're one of the few voices out there telling the truth.
Thank you, Larry. That means a lot. What's on your mind tonight?
Blake, I've been noticing some strange things around my property. There's this drone that keeps flying over my field at night. No lights, no sound, just hovering there. And my neighbor's cat, well, it's been acting real weird. Sitting on my fence, staring at the sky like it's in a trance. And then, the next night, that drone shows up again. I think the cat and the drone are connected.
Larry, you're not the first person to report something like this. Are you saying the cat is working with the drone?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Blake. It's like the cat is a ground operative, marking locations for the drones. I don't know if it's mind control or some kind of chip, but I'm telling you, it's not normal.
Larry, this is chilling. Folks, are you hearing this? We've got reports of drones and cats possibly working together as part of a larger surveillance network. This fits perfectly with the globalists' agenda, using any means necessary to track and control us. Larry, have you noticed anything else strange? Any other animals acting oddly?
Well, now that you mention it, there have been a lot of birds gathering around my satellite dish lately. They just sit there, staring, like they're watching me.
Birds, too? This could be bigger than we thought, folks. Larry, what you're describing isn't just surveillance. It's a full-scale network. The drones in the sky, the cats on the ground, the birds monitoring communications. This is a coordinated effort to undermine freedom itself. You're live on Blake Winchester Loves America the Most. Who am I speaking with?
Blake, this is Mary from Ohio. I just wanted to say I completely believe you. I've been seeing the drones too, and I think they're testing something. Last week, I saw one fly over my house and hover over my car, and then, get this, my car wouldn't start the next morning. Coincidence? I don't think so.
Mary, that's no coincidence. That's exactly the kind of interference we've been warning about. These drones are capable of more than just watching. They're actively disrupting our lives. Did you notice anything else unusual?
Well, yes. My dog has been barking at the sky every night like he knows something is up there. And my neighbor's chickens have stopped laying eggs completely.
Patriots, are you hearing this? The globalists are targeting our food supply, our transportation, even our pets. Mary, your story confirms what I've suspected all along. These drones are part of a multi-pronged attack to destabilize us at every level. Thank you for your courage in sharing this. You're live on Blake Winchester Loves America the Most. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Blake. This is Ron from Texas. I've been doing some digging, and I think these drones are part of a larger operation connected to cell towers. I've been noticing strange energy spikes near my local towers every time a drone flies by.
Ron, that's a fascinating lead. Tell me more.
Well, I've got a friend who works in telecommunications, and he says they've been installing equipment on towers that isn't standard. He thinks it's some kind of frequency manipulation device, something that could influence our thoughts or behavior. Mind control. This ties right into what Barbara Bush warned me about. Spiritual warfare, patriots. They're not just watching us. They're trying to control us. Ron, this is critical information. Keep digging and stay safe.
Folks, you've heard it straight from the source. Drones working with cats. Birds monitoring our communications. Energy spikes at cell towers. This isn't just theory anymore. This is fact. The globalists are moving faster than we thought, and it's up to us to expose them. Stay tuned, because we're just scratching the surface. Together, we can fight back. Patriots, after hearing those calls, I have to say, I am more convinced than ever that we're standing at the edge of something massive, something unprecedented. The pieces of this puzzle are falling into place, and what we're uncovering is more disturbing than I could have imagined. This isn't just about drones or even globalists anymore. This is a full-spectrum assault on freedom, orchestrated with terrifying precision. Let's take a step back and look at the big picture. The drones are clearly the central piece, the eyes in the sky, gathering intelligence, marking locations, and keeping us under constant surveillance. But thanks to Larry, Mary, and Ron, we now know they're not working alone. This is a coordinated effort involving multiple layers of surveillance and control. And the more we dig, the more alarming the connections become. Let's start with the cats. Yes, the cats. Some of you might laugh at the idea of felines being part of a globalist conspiracy, but think about it. Cats have always been mysterious creatures, haven't they? Independent, aloof, always watching. And now we have reports of cats behaving oddly, staring at the sky, gathering near satellite dishes, and even seeming to signal drones. These aren't coincidences. These are patterns. And I believe the globalists are using cats as ground operatives to assist the drones. How? Microchips, mind control, genetic modification. The specifics don't matter as much as the intent. The intent is clear: to infiltrate our homes and our communities at the most personal level. And it doesn't stop there. The birds. We've heard reports of birds gathering near communications equipment, staring down people, and even displaying strange coordinated behaviors. Could they be transmitting data between drones and ground operatives? Could they be testing new forms of surveillance or even delivering messages? It sounds crazy, but patriots, everything that once sounded crazy is now becoming reality. Then there's the technology angle. Ron's observation about energy spikes near cell towers is a game changer. We've known for years that the globalists are experimenting with frequency manipulation and mind control technologies. What if these drones are testing those technologies right now? What if they're mapping out our vulnerabilities, figuring out how to influence our thoughts, our decisions, even our emotions? The implications are chilling. This isn't just about watching us, it's about controlling us. And let's not forget the distractions. Hollywood's endless parade of feel-good animal movies. The rise of vegan cheese. Bill Gates' takeover of America's farmland. These aren't random trends. These are deliberate distractions designed to keep us complacent while the real plan unfolds. They want us focused on rescuing kittens, eating plant-based foods, and streaming rom-coms while they consolidate power right under our noses. And it's working, but not on us. Not on patriots who are awake, who see the truth. Now, let me address something even darker, something that's been gnawing at the edges of this whole picture. What if this isn't just about globalists? What if this is spiritual? Barbara Bush didn't just warn me about drones. She warned me about spiritual warfare. She said, Blake, this isn't just a battle for freedom. It's a battle for the soul of America. What if these drones are part of something larger, something cosmic? What if they're tools, not just of human elites, but of something else? Think about it. The cold chill I felt when Barbara appeared, the strange energy in the room, the inexplicable arousal I woke up with the next morning. I've wrestled with what that could mean, patriots, and the only explanation I keep coming back to is interference, spiritual interference. The globalists aren't just targeting our minds and bodies. They're targeting our souls. So where does this leave us? It leaves us with a mission to fight back against this multi-layered assault on truth, freedom, and faith. We need to expose the drones, document their movements, and share the evidence. We need to question everything, every animal, every tower, every product that suddenly appears in our stores and media. And most importantly, we need to stay grounded in our faith and our love for this country, because this is a fight we cannot afford to lose. Patriots, I know this is overwhelming. I know it's hard to believe that the world could be this corrupt, this dangerous, but the evidence is right in front of us. The drones, the cats, the birds, the towers, it all adds up. Barbara Bush's warning wasn't just a message. It was a call to arms. And I, for one, intend to answer that call. I hope you will, too. Patriots, it's clear now, this is no ordinary challenge, no simple political skirmish. What we're facing here is a tangled mess of drones, cats, vegan cheese, and Bill Gates' land empire. And who among us is better equipped to untangle this web of deception than you, my loyal listeners? But let me tell you, this isn't going to be a walk in the park, like buying a Trump 2024 hat at a rally and calling it a day. No, this is more like trying to assemble IKEA furniture in a hurricane while the ghost of Barbara Bush watches. It's going to be chaotic. It's going to be messy. And it's going to require the precision of a golf swing straight from Trump's Mar-a-Lago championship course. Step one, vigilance. This is where you, my patriots, come in. I need you to channel your inner Trump at a buffet table, eyes wide open, looking for the hidden gems no one else sees. Watch the skies. Those drones, they're not just there to take pictures of sunsets. They're observing, plotting, maybe even eavesdropping on our conversations about where to find the best barbecue. Every drone you spot, every strange flight pattern you notice needs to be documented. Get out your phones, your Polaroid cameras, your Etch-A sketches, whatever it takes to capture these invaders in the act. Step two, trust no one. Or, to borrow a phrase, only trust but verify. Your pets could be compromised. Your neighbor's friendly tabby, a potential double agent. Folks, I don't want to alarm you, but if your cat starts sitting on top of your Wi-Fi router and meowing at the ceiling fan, that's not normal. That's reconnaissance. Cats are smart, sly creatures. Barbara Bush herself hinted that the globalists might be weaponizing them, turning them into furry little spies. It's time to start asking the hard questions. Who's feeding these cats? Why do they stare at you like they know your secrets? Coincidence? I think not. Step three, fight the distractions. Look, I know it's tempting to lose yourself in a feel-good cat movie or that shiny new vegan brie at Whole Foods, but this is exactly what they want. The globalists are trying to soften us up to make us compliant and forgetful. I mean, how many of you have seen those ads for plant-based pepperoni and thought, maybe I'll give it a try? Don't. That's how it starts, folks. First, it's plant-based pepperoni. Next, you're pledging allegiance to Bill Gates and agreeing to eat cricket burgers for the rest of your life. And speaking of food, let me just say this. Trump would never let us down like this. He'd walk into a pizza place, see that fake vegan pepperoni nonsense, and throw the whole pie into the nearest trash can with a flourish so grand, It would inspire a nation. That's the energy we need, patriots. Be like Trump in a pizza joint, firm, decisive, and ready to call out nonsense when you see it. But it's not just about distractions. This is also about preparation. Barbara Bush warned me about spiritual warfare, and let me tell you, I felt it. The chill in the air when she appeared, the strange energy that lingered, it was a sign, patriots. This isn't just a battle for our freedoms. This is a battle for our souls. So start preparing yourselves. Pray, meditate, do whatever keeps you grounded, because when the time comes, we'll need every ounce of spiritual fortitude we can muster, and maybe invest in some tinfoil hats. I'm not saying they're foolproof, but it's better to be safe than sorry. Finally, patriots, we need to organize, but not in a typical boring way. No, I'm talking about something bold, something revolutionary. What if we created a drone spotting club, like bird watching, but with a patriotic twist? We could call it the Trump Air Force, complete with matching jackets. Imagine it. A network of Americans, binoculars in hand, documenting every suspicious drone and sharing the findings online. Together, we could build a database so big, even the globalists couldn't ignore it. And let's not forget the animals. I propose we start a cat watch program. If your cat is acting strange, send in a report. We'll compile the data, look for patterns, and figure out which cats are compromised. And if we find out the birds are in on it too, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. One step at a time, folks. So here's where we stand, patriots. We're not just fighting for today. We're fighting for tomorrow, for the America we know and love. We're fighting for a future where drones don't spy on us, where cats are just cats, and where vegan cheese is laughed out of existence. This is the challenge of our time, and I know we're up to the task. Patriots, I want to leave you with this thought. What would Donald Trump do if he were in our shoes? Picture it. A golden lit room, a plate of McDonald's cheeseburgers off to the side, and Trump in all his glory, standing before a screen showing a live feed of these drones. Would he ignore it? Would he sit idly by while cats and birds conspire against him? Absolutely not. He'd declare it a national emergency, appoint himself the commander of the Drone Defense Force, and probably name it after himself. And you know what? He'd be right. But here's the thing. We don't have Trump in the Oval Office right now. We have us. You and me. And Barbara Bush didn't come to Trump in that moment of divine intervention. She came to me. Why? Because she knew I would tell you. And she knew you would act. That's the chain of command we're working with here. Patriots, Barbara Bush to me to you, and you to America. So where does that leave us? It leaves us with choices. Are we going to sit back and let these drones map our lives while cats stare menacingly from the windowsill and birds hover suspiciously over our backyards? Or are we going to do something about it? Because I'll tell you right now, the time for sitting idly by has passed. The time for action is now. First, let's remember the basics. Document, share, stay vigilant. If you see something that doesn't sit right, whether it's a drone, a cat, or a suspiciously large flock of pigeons, you need to let the world know. Don't assume someone else will do it. Assume it's up to you, because it is. Second, we need to start pushing back against the distractions. I'm not saying you need to quit Hollywood cold turkey. If you've got a favorite cat movie, fine, watch it. But watch it knowing that it's part of the larger scheme. Don't let the vegan cheese aisle lure you into complacency. Don't let the synthetic food movement make you forget the taste of a real, honest-to-God cheeseburger. And for heaven's sake, don't let Bill Gates and his soy crusade fool you into thinking this is all for your health. It's not. It's for their control. Finally, and most importantly, we need to unite. This isn't just a fight for you or me. This is a fight for our children, for our grandchildren, for the very soul of America. We need to come together, not just as individuals, but as a movement. a movement of truth seekers, freedom lovers, and drone watchers. We need to channel our inner Trump to face this challenge with the kind of confidence and boldness that only he can inspire. And when the history books are written, when future generations look back on this moment, what will they say about us? Will they say we cowered in fear, distracted by cat videos and plant-based pepperoni? Or will they say we stood tall, binoculars in hand, shining a light on the truth and fighting for what's right? Patriots, I know what I want them to say about me. I want them to say that Blake Winchester, with the help of Barbara Bush's spirit and a nation of freedom-loving Americans, took a stand, that we exposed the lies, fought the distractions, and reclaimed the skies, one drone at a time. So I leave you with this. Are you ready to join me? Are you ready to be the Trump we need in this moment? Are you ready to defend America, not just from drones, but from the forces of deception, manipulation, and control? The choice is yours. God bless you. God bless Barbara Bush. And God bless America. Stay tuned, because the fight isn't over. It's just beginning.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.